wake up, black man. Are you robbing, stealing, shooting, and kill each other? Man is reading the paper, listening to the radio, and watching you on TV. I say to each other, hey, there one less we have to worry about, and then laughing all the way to the bank. Wake up, black man. And that foreigner that coming here from another country, coming to your neighborhood, open up a business, and you and your woman paying you a little or nothing, then painting and slapping your woman on the butt, a facelift, going to bed with her, and she's there grinning from ear to ear. If I did the same thing, she slapped the hell out of me, called me all kind of MLSOB. Wake up, black man. And here's a woman. He don't bring his woman to your neighborhood to make sure you don't go to bed with her. And he take all your money back to his neighborhood, send some of it back to his country, bring back his brother, uncle, all right, damn relatives. They come in your neighborhood and do the same thing over and over again. Wake up! Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. You young blacks, kill each other down in prison, raping women, dead rage. Wake up! That man is jumping up and down on your chest, his feet on your throat, hands on your woman's butt. Wake up! Get together with each other over my business in your neighborhood and do it now. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man.
You are listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. That is right, playing shows from way, way back when. This show originally aired January the 8th of 2010. Oh, it was a simpler time. 13 years ago, that's what you're listening to. Zombo's Deep Archive. Yeah, it's kind of fun digging up these old shows and using my encore slot to really do an encore. So let's get back in. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo Deep Archive. Let's dig back into the show that was originally aired January the 8th, 2010. Yes.
You know it keeps you bone. nothing said.
Wake up and live in Sun City for an active new way of life. Wake up and live in Sun City, Mr. Senior Citizen and wife. Don't let retirement get you down. Be happy in Sun City, it's a paradise found. Wake up and live in Sun City, Mr. Senior Citizen and wife.
What do you like? Golf, swimming, shuffleboard? Creative activities like woodworking, jewelry making, ceramics, or photography? Well, whatever your favorite activity, it's being enjoyed right now by the residents of Sun City, Arizona, where the finest facilities and pure happiness are part of this famous community's active new way of life.
Wake up and live in Sun City, Mr. C.
Walk right in, walk right out, walk right in, walk right out, walk right in.
Sever homemade special. You know it's glass full of sand, and it feels just like a chamber. The way it fits into his hand, he rolled a blade up in his trick towel. They slapped their hands against the wall. You never trip, you never stumble. He's walking Spanish down the hall. Slip him a picture of our Jesus, or give him a spoon to dig a hole. But all it done ain't no one's business, but any blankets for the cold. Bet them the lights are on Broadway, even the king is bowed his head. Never face looks right up at Mason. Walking Spanish down the hall. Latella's screeching for a blind pig. Punk Sanders carved it out of wood. He never sang when he got hoodwinked. They tried it all, but he never would. Tomorrow morning there'll be laundry, but he'll be somewhere else to hear the call. Don't say goodbye, he's just leaving early. He's walking Spanish down the hall. Whispers into the ear of blind jackdaws. All Baker told the machine was that he never broke the law. Go and tip your hat up to the pilot. Take off your watch, your rings and all. Even Jesus wanted just a little more time when he was walking Spanish down the hall.
Mr. Bob Log the Fuzz. Wag your tail like the dog in the back of a truck. And we heard Walking Spanish, Tom Waits. And Walking Blues, Walk Right In, Walk Right Out, Fluffy Hunter. And, man, W is amazing. What a good leather. We heard Wake Up and Live in Sun City. Some promo thing for a retirement community. Wake Up, XTC. Wake Up, a Black Man. T. Valentine, absolutely off the hook. Whale, Baby Whale, Kid Thomas. The Robins, What Do You Want? And the Rock and Peak favorite. Oh, and a nice tune, too. What Is It? The Playboys. Is anybody else requesting W songs? 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. And it is the telephone number as well. Walk, Don't Run started everything off. Takichi Taruchi. And we heard a little clip from the Wacky Races.
They call it wacky dust.
Huh, wacky stuff.
It's from a hot cornet. It gives your feet a feeling so breezy and oh, it's so easy to get.
I don't know who this is, but I'm sure
they
she is dead.
They call it wacky dust. It brings a dancing jazz. And when it starts, then only a sapple refused to Big Apple or Shag. So I don't know just why it gets you so high, putting a buzz in your heart. You do a marathon, you wanna go on, kicking the ceiling apart. They call it wacky dust. It's something you can't trust. And in the end, the rhythm will stop. When it does, then you'll drop some happy wacky dust.
Much of Pamela Lucia can only go so far. I got a special treat, man. I've got some really great requests. All I did was ask. Gonna do a shot of actually three Screamin' J tunes that begin with W, which I can't pass up. Duquesne Light and Duquesne Dark, both called. And we got a Watusi song coming up. And what was the other W request that that other guy? Oh, Working in the Coal Mine. All right. Dang. All I had to do was ask. This is What Is It, Screamin' Jay.
What is it? a woman talk so much about your nose, so my lips.
Unfortunately, the song requested was, it's actually called There's Something Wrong With You, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't find it. But I got two great other Screamin' Jay tunes for Gwen. She put the whammy on me, and Whistlin' Past the Graveyard, and all kinds of other madness. Oh, yeah. And you bring
eyes of fury. She get me couldn't live without me. Said she used her mojo bone. She put the whammy.
twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on the crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, to do.
We'll be right back.
the place that sets the pace for Pittsburgh.
That is right. Wow. Dang. Yeah. Back with a vengeance. And then some. That was what? Tootsie Freeze. This is the new Ravenettes record. Bang Bang is the name of this song. It's called In and Out of Control. The record is good. Yeah. But it is no Watusi Zombie. Son of a gun. What a song. Jan Davis. Watusi Zombie. Then we heard Wah Watusi. Actually, that was a hit in 1962 by the Orlans. There, your little tidbit of knowledge. If anybody asks you if there was a Watusi song that was a hit in 1962, well, you can bore them to tears with that information. Vibrations gave us the Watusi, and that whole Watusi set went out to Duquesne Light. And then I guess for Duquesne Dark, we did Working in the Coal Mines. A whole set of Screamin' Jay for Gwen. She put the whammy on me. So it was the whammy on me and Whistling Past the Graveyard. And what is it? I'll Screamin' Jay. Got some werewolf music coming up next. One of my favorite W words in the whole language is werewolf. And I got some wonderful werewolf music for you. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. If you cannot figure that out, then let us to the numbers. Get ready and write this down. 412-621-9728. That is the translation. Lots of great things going. 2010 is going to be a monster. It's going to be a werewolf. Yes, correctamundo. Tonight at Zombo Gallery, from 4 to 8 o'clock, bring your artwork down for the big hang-up. It's the January show at Zombo Gallery. They open the gallery to all of you. That's right. So there you be. Bring your art, one piece of artwork down with a tag and the price tag on it. They will put it up in the gallery for the whole month. So there you be with that. Now, the show opens Saturday, tomorrow at 6 p.m. I cannot wait. This is going to be so much fun. And it also is going to be part of, I'll get all the clothes out of there. Wear It Clothing Company is inside Zombo Gallery. I'll have to wheel all the racks out for the Saturday show. So you'll have plenty of room for art, plenty of room to hang out, and plenty of room. If you want to bring a snack or something for the opening too, you're more than welcome. I am not going to feed you. Nope. Ain't going to happen, Chief. What's this? Oh, this is Science Fiction Dance Party, one of my other favorite records of last year. This is End of Robot. Nice tune. So we got some werewolf stuff coming up, but I got to tell you about one of the saddest stories ever. Because, you know what I'm all about, right? The station lets me play all happy music and get all overexcited. And then I got to bring everybody down, telling them about diseases and hunger and famine and influenza and homelessness and teen pregnancy and cancer. Yeah, give me all of that. Give me all of that to try and do a radio show with. Because right now, we're going to go right to the jugular vein. I'm going to tell you the sad, sad, sad story of Randy Jackson. TV personality Randy Jackson. You know him, you love him, you want to dress him up in lederhosen and parade him down the street. He has diabetes. I know, please, please, constrain yourself. 21 million Americans have diabetes. Nobody has it like Randy Jackson. He has type 2 diabetes. Wait a minute, 21 million Americans have type 2 diabetes. Damn, they have Randy Jackson's disease. But you know, he's learned to successfully manage it because he's a frickin' millionaire. That's how. But you can hear Randy's story, his sad, sad story, and receive tips. Visit iknowdiabetes.org. iknowdiabetes.org offers a variety of educational material and tools that can look at my tools and can help people living with type 2 diabetes, whatever that disease is, Randy Jackson's disease. Get one closer step to achieving their treatment goals. Those who log in, and how far is that old login? Those who log in can share. Please stop me before I kill again. Get in and know. Visit iKnowDiabetes.org, a public service massage from the American Heart Association and WRCT. And while I got you in the jovial mood, how about some meningitis? How about a side of meningitis with that type 2 diabetes? Because it can strike anyone. It's just like The Exorcist, you know? It can just strike anybody, you know? You could be walking down the street, and it's either demonic possession or meningitis. Yeah, it's your choice, you know? It's your choice. Or maybe you got meningitis from a demon. You never know. You never know. Them guys get around. Anyhow, meningitis can strike anyone, just like poor Linda Blair. Anyone at any time. Health officials recommend vaccinations for adults 11 to 18 years of age and college freshmen living in dormitories. But they don't listen to the show. They're too busy listening to the oomph. They don't care about this radio show. They don't even want to know about meningitis. But boy, when it creeps up on them and gets them, just like Linda Blair in The Exorcist, boom! So get vaccinated because they are at an increased risk of contacting the diseases. Because they are, college freshmen are just notoriously dirty. They are dirty, filthy. Okay? So make sure you get vaccinated. If your child is in these risk groups, your hair killed, you can sneak up on them and vaccinate them without even knowing it. They're probably so, like, whacked out of their brain. And meningitis will really, like, cap off the whole brain thing. So don't wait, vaccinate. And if it don't fit, commit. More information, visit the website, MNMADDDDD. That's MNAUS.org. What is the title now? You're ready for some werewolf music. This is a new record. This is Taken by Trees by East of Eden. It's pretty. It's pretty. It is nice. Hey, don't forget, be on your best behavior. Next week, next Friday show is X, the unknown. I will play all of your requests. Anything you want to hear, I will play. That is X the Unknown. I'm on from 10 till 3. So keep that in mind. And I'll have a special, super special guests in the studio. They probably won't say much. But I'll have WQED in the studio. I guess they're going to film something. I don't know. And then they're going to head to the gallery after the show next Friday. You're welcome to visit then. So they'll be in the studio, I guess, for On Cue Magazine. Doing the thing, I you know, that's the thing. I guess you rent on a rave for years and years and years, and somebody either takes notice of you, or you just end up, like, by the side of the road, living in your car, eating out of trash cans. Oh, well, lucky man, that's me. Well, are you ready for some werewolf? You ready for some werewolf? Loves just seeing the word werewolf. Ah, werewolf. I can just say werewolf till 3 o'clock. Don't tempt me, because I probably will. That could be a Guinness World Record. The most times werewolf was ever said on a radio station. That song's over? Ah, darn it. All right, kids, get ready for some werewolf. The Frantics!
Even a man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolfman moons and the full moon shining bright. We'll be right back.
and we all's life is pretty good. I do my hunting in the woods. I never have to steal or beg. When nature calls, I lift my leg. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. Oh, how the local kids would tease. They made me fetch and sprayed my fleas. They even tried to have me spayed. Oh, what a lovely meal they made. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. I took my problem to a shrink and told him I'm the missing link. He said, you're fine. Now here's my fee. Sometimes he still repeats on me. Oh, werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. One night when I snuck into town, a silver bullet cut me down. But I'll return, I promise you, to star in Werewolf Bite Me Too. Oh, werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away.
Don't be frightened, I bid you welcome. I'm gonna tell you what happened last night. Walking down the street about a quarter to nine.
Just a little nervous. How can we? Oliver and Seven Dark. The story of a motorcycle gang who ride into a new kind of hell. They ride wild, play hard, and fight brutal. Werewolves on Wheels, the most eerie, the most chilling, the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Their survival was the torch, as one by one they became terrifying, bloodthirsty werewolves on wheels. Don't miss the first horror motorcycle film ever made.
Listening to Zombo's Deep Archive, and it looks like the show was all songs with the began with the letter W. I'm winding down the alphabet, so all of the last year. So once again, these shows are from 13 years ago. So this show was originally aired January the 8th, 2010, and at that time, actually all of 2009, I was going through the alphabet. So we're just winding it down. So we got the W show, and then we got we're just gonna be winding down the alphabet. And then see what else I was doing 13 years ago. The encore slot heard here every Monday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And Zombo in Your Brain. You can hear that show Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Fridays right here on the station. You can get all the Zombo you want at ZomboCo, ZomboCo.com. I have all my shows up there. Not these ones. These are special shows that are doing encore. All my latest shows, the last two or three years, all up on the internet. That's for you guys to download, stream, listen, and wear as a hat if you would like to. Mm-hmm. You can wear them as a hat. They look very nice, like a fascinator. Yeah. Okay, let's get into the final hour of the Deep Archive. And once again, let's just do this. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh.